First up this morning, a woman pushing her child in a pram has been kicked in the face during a robbery in South Belfast. The woman was walking along Roden Street at about 3 p.m. yesterday when she was attacked from behind by two men. Police have stated that she was pulled to the ground, she was kicked in the face and then had her handbag stolen. The woman was taken to hospital. Let's go live to our reporter who's at the scene, Lisa McAllister. What do we know, Lisa?
Well, Stephen, I'm at the junction of Roden Street and the Donegal Road, and as a little off slip, there's a narrow laneway that takes you down to a local park. It's quite isolated. It runs a couple of houses, and it's just there that this attack took place. You can imagine the terror of the mother involved, and I've been speaking to the Good Samaritan who went to her aid.
I was letting my dog out the back, and when I went out, I let it out and I went out to clean up after it, and the dog was barking and I thought I could hear something. I wasn't quite sure, so I told the dog to be quiet, and then I heard a girl crying for help, a girl's voice obviously, like, so I just heard, "Help me, please help me." So I ran up the stairs and got my oldest daughter to mind, said my other two children, and I shouted out, I looked out the window, sorry, and saw her, and I shouted, "I'm coming," and then I ran round to her, and there was her and her child, and she was hurt and she was crying and she was in a terrible state, but there was nobody about.
About what age was her child?
I would say he was about two.
And as you say, just in a terrible state. You can't imagine that sort of an ordeal when you're trying to protect your child.
Yes, she was crying, she was worried about her other children needing picked up from school. She couldn't really speak. She was really, really upset. I can't really explain how, you know, it was awful.
You sound even like you're getting upset now.
About it, yeah, because it was terrible.
Then what happened? Did you ring the police?
I tried to help her around. I was going to bring her into the house, but I went and got my phone. I got somebody to stand with her, and I got my phone and I phoned the school, and then I ran to the chemist and got a relative of hers, and then I phoned the police and they took her to the chemist.
Are you a wee bit nervous around here now?
Oh yes, definitely, yes. Yeah, it's awful. I'm afraid to go out now, yeah. Imagine broad daylight that a woman and a child was attacked. I don't know what to say.
And by two men.
Yeah, it's awful, so it is. It's hard to believe.
Well, it's just shocking stuff, isn't it? Absolutely shocking. Councillor Bob Stoker is with us this morning. You know the victim, Bob.
I do indeed. I've just actually finished speaking to her husband there this morning, and he was telling me that she's actually to go back to hospital later today. She's still very shaken and shocked and still in pain. So she says, you know, for this to happen, for someone to be pulled to the ground, kicked, and they actually put their hands around her throat and were trying to throttle her at the same time, it's absolutely despicable, so it is.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the lunatics that have done this, we need to have them caught. You know, if someone, any attack of this nature is obviously despicable. I'm trying to get into my head how someone can see a lady pushing a pram and attack them and put their hands around her throat and the child there too. Like, it is extraordinary. They kicked her in the face, Bob.
It is, you know, and I have to say, you know, that would be very uncommon in that area. It's an area that's fairly well used. There's an adventure park for children. It's a route between the primary school and the residential area, you know. And it is well used, and this here is uncommon in that area. But that doesn't lessen the effects on this here particular woman, so it doesn't, you know. And it also puts fear in the other people who are actually living there that something like this could happen.
Yeah, well, and these idiots are still at large, so they need to be caught. Is there any description of what they looked like coming from the husband who you've spoken to, Bob?
No, the only description we've been sort of given is they were wearing hoodies. And that's not to point the finger at everyone who wears a hoodie. There's some very decent young people here And unfortunately, all the young people in this area are going to be tarred with the one brush now. What we actually have to do is ensure that these two culprits, and that isn't even the type of word that I would use for them, but it would be very diplomatic here, have to ensure that they're caught and severely punished. And it has to be punishment on a crime like this, not just a slap on the wrist and a few hours community service. Look at the devastation it's causing to that woman, her family, and the local neighbourhood here in increasing fear. So punishment has to fit the crime.
OK, Bob, thank you. Let's see if we can use the clout of this radio programme this morning. It's a big programme. Lots of people listen. Maybe you were around the scene of that crime yesterday. And you can pick up the phone to us. So we'll, of course, encourage you to contact the police. But please pick up the phone to us if you saw what happened yesterday. Here's the number, 08459 555 678.